Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of Florida's most talked about coastal communities, Longboat Key. David, thanks so much for being here. You know, I get a lot of questions about Longboat Key from buyers, and honestly, I think there's a lot of misconception out there about what it's really like to live there. So I'm excited to pick your brain today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Longboat Key is really interesting because it's this beautiful barrier island that sits between the Gulf of Mexico and Sarasota Bay, and it's become a pretty hot market. But you're right, a lot of people have this romanticized idea of it without really understanding what living there actually entails. So I'm glad we're breaking this down today.
Okay, so let me start with the obvious. What are the biggest pros of living in Longboat Key? Like, why are people even moving there in the first place?
Well, the number one thing is the beaches. I mean, we're talking pristine white sand beaches with incredibly clear water. The Gulf side is just stunning. You also have this really upscale, laid-back lifestyle, great restaurants, top-notch golf courses, and a real sense of community. Plus, the weather is pretty much perfect year-round. And from an investment perspective, real estate here tends to hold its value really well because of the desirability and limited inventory. It's also got that small town feel, even though you're close to Sarasota's amenities.
Oh, I love that. So it's not just about the beach. It's really about that whole lifestyle package. But I'm guessing there's a flip side to all of this, right? What are some of the cons that people should really think about before they make the move?
Absolutely. First, the cost of living is really high. We're talking expensive real estate, high property taxes, and pricey day-to-day expenses. Traffic can also be brutal, especially during season and on weekends. You're on an island, so there's only two ways in and out, which means congestion is a real issue. Then there's hurricane season. You're right on the coast, so that's always a concern. Insurance costs reflect that risk too. And honestly, some people find it can feel a bit isolated or quiet, especially in the off season. It's not for everyone.
Right. So the hurricane thing, that's something people don't always factor in when they're looking at those gorgeous waterfront properties, you know? Can you talk a little bit more about what that actually means for homeowners in terms of preparation and ongoing costs?
Yeah, so hurricane preparedness is a big deal. You need impact-resistant windows, proper roof reinforcement, maybe a generator. Insurance premiums are significantly higher than they would be inland. And there's the psychological factor too. Every hurricane season, you're thinking about evacuation plans, protecting your property. Some people love the island lifestyle enough that they accept it, but others realize after a few years that the stress isn't worth it for them.
That's a really honest take. So it sounds like Longboat Key is really best suited for a specific type of buyer. Who do you think it's perfect for, and who should maybe think twice?
Great question. Longboat Key is ideal for people who are financially comfortable, who prioritize beach lifestyle, and are willing to pay a premium for it, and who don't mind the seasonal fluctuations. Retirees often love it, as do people who work remotely, and can embrace that island pace. But if you're price sensitive, if you need a bustling urban environment, or if you're concerned about hurricane risk, this probably isn't the right fit. It's really about being honest with yourself about what matters most.
I think that's the key takeaway right there. It's not about whether Longboat Key is objectively good or bad. It's about whether it aligns with your priorities and your lifestyle. David, what's one thing you wish more buyers understood before they start looking at properties there?
I'd say visit during different seasons. Come in the summer, come during hurricane season if you can, not just during the perfect winter months. Get a real feel for what it's actually like to live there year-round. And talk to current residents. They'll give you the real story. Don't just fall in love with the postcard version.
That's solid advice. Well, this was really helpful, David. I think a lot of people are going to appreciate the honest breakdown here. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today about Longboat Key.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's always good to have these real conversations about what a place is actually like versus what people imagine it to be.